This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whittam, stand up here. Christopher was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yeah. Thank you, Christopher. Yes. Thank you. I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
That guy's retarded.
The Don and Mike Show.
One. Hold on, uno momento, everybody. Slight change of plans here.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside.
Yeah,
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm holding. Here we got going there. I realized it's time for Buzz's News here.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Wow. Hold off on the Price is Right theory.
Price is Right!
The theory that the show is rigged, the new show with Drew Carey. Rob will put that under the microscope for you tomorrow.
Rob will be wearing his powdered wig and his judge's robe when he does that.
Plus, I think tomorrow we might have the return of the Michael Hunt CVS Walmart cell phone game.
That's been a long time since we've done that, and it always makes me smile.
I like old Michael. John, we have no guests tomorrow. Is that correct?
I believe we have D.L. Hughley tomorrow at 5:15. I'm still waiting for a confirmation email.
Like I said, we have no guests tomorrow. we got a wide open show tomorrow. We'll get to
if that. We do. If that does pan out, I was laughing my ass off at his stand up. I mean,
he's good.
He really, you know, I haven't paid attention to him. You know, there have been other comedians that have been on the radar for me, but I think he is very, very funny.
A lot of D.L. Hughley's stuff that I enjoy has to do with race.
Yeah,
I mean,
his race stuff is fantastic.
He speaks almost as well as Chris Rock does on the topic of black versus white versus black, with a different style.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you still have that standing deal with him, right, that if anything, God forbid, should happen to Buzz.
Okay, Rob, that is the most inside joke. Nobody gets that.
You don't think it would be nice if God forbid, something should happen for
God
Buzz?
God forbid.
Okay. I got to tell you, for the last 15 years, how long have you been working on this show, Buzz?
16.
Okay. Uh-huh. For at least 15 of those years, Rob used to have a picture. First, it was of Steve Harvey.
Right.
But the deal fell through with him.
Uh-huh. And he would just cut out the little head of Steve Harvey.
Uh-huh.
He put it in one of my CDs, right? And the cover of one of my CDs. And I said, what is that? And you said, someday it's my dream to have Steve Harvey replace Buzz.
If something, God forbid, should happen to Buzz.
Then one day I came and I said, because, you know, you get used to seeing everything in the same place every day.
Right.
I said, hey, where's my picture of the? And he said, no, it's not Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
It's D.L. Hughley now. Seriously, for 10 years maybe, Rob, off mic, has been saying to me, wouldn't it be great if Buzz was sick and D.L. Hughley filled in?
A boy can dream.
What have you always told me? Have a contingency plan.
There
and Buzz is not getting any younger.
You're a mysterious man, Mr. Speedway.
God forbid something happens.
It's true.
Well, John, let's play a betting game. What are the odds you think of D.L. Hughley being on the show tomorrow?
Percentage.
From the last email I got, I'd say about 85%.
85%.
I would like to get an email back from her confirming that she has us on the schedule for 5:15 tomorrow.
Okay, don't count on it, kids. That's what I'm saying. My gut, my gambler's
instinct. Your gut? You got your gut going on this one?
My gut says, God damn, you're fat. And also my gut says...
Yeah, but you don't have that under-the-belt fat that I had, that I was showing you with my non-pleated pants that I'm wearing today, my non-pleated slacks, my trousers that I have, where if I hike them up enough, you get that little gut roll right under the belt line.
I think it looks nice.
Thank you, Rob.
Well,
sign of wealth.
D.L. Hughley would be a...
wealth and power.
D.L. Hughley would be a pleasant surprise.
Good. I'll think about him as I sit and soak tonight in my William Howard Taft bathtub.
It's made of chocolate.
Is that what you need, Mike? Just one more person to say to you, you know, back in medieval times...
wealth was a sign of power.
People that were fat were the people that had it going on.
Hey, fat people in the day were prosperous.
That's right.
They could eat.
You'll never get the rickets.
And eat and eat and eat.
Anyway, I guess we'll have a good show tomorrow. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Let's try to finish today's show.
All right.
Let's see if we can get through this one today.
Here's Steve Harvey.
Hey, here's what's new. Two of the co-defendants, two in the O.J. Simpson armed robbery case,
have turned state's evidence and plan to testify against O.J. and for the prosecution.
Aha. Uh-huh.
40-year-old Charles Cashmore told Justice of the Peace Joe Bonaventure this morning that he'll plead guilty to being an accomplice to robbery, which carries a 5-year prison sentence. Now co-defendant Walter Alexander says he, too, will testify against Simpson as part of the plea deal.
All right, I've got a question about these plea deals.
Okay.
And I guess with the, you know, not to, that the, because we'll get people that say, you know, said when the Michael Vick thing came down that
right.
it was a, when you're doing a, but they did plea deals. These guys that are testifying against
right.
Vick have done it. These guys appear to be doing it against O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have a situation. Where is the justice in that? Shouldn't everybody get the opportunity, or is it really who comes in and decides it first, and it's totally at the prosecutor's discretion,
that's
right?
True. That's true for every crime, and anybody who helps the prosecution.
First rat in gets the best deal.
First
that's
rat
right.
in.
That's right.
I mean, that's really the way it works.
And prosecutors are willing to do that for what they
and
get
And if
in
there's
return.
Nobody else out there, mm-hmm. They go to O.J. Simpson, and now can he plead guilty also and get the same sentence that they're getting, or what?
No, well, his deal, because he came in last, if in fact it happens that way, because he came in last, no, his deal will not be good at that point.
All right.
He's almost better continuing, sticking to not guilty.
So you really, it is kind of first rat
mm-hmm.
first. I mean,
yeah,
first
absolutely.
Rat first.
And
suit.
That's exactly the case in the Mike Vick story.
Right.
That one of those guys rolled over on him, which is how, you know, one starts, it's a domino mm-hmm. thing.
Right. Over the weekend, NASCAR fans.
At least that's how we're planning it with you, Buzz.
I guess that was kind of a stupid line of questioning,
just,
too.
Just before Dale Hughley gets here.
Of course, I know that. I mean, that anybody that comes
or
in.
Or Steve
can be,
Harvey.
Right.
That's why they get the witnesses that, you know, rat out the guy at the top
mm-hmm.
of the chain. That's
or now Tyler Perry.
Medea.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
More famous black comedians
right.
who replace Buzz as
all
our
right.
newsman.
Very good.
Because it's
going to
work for Imus.
Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Imus is being forced to hire a black sidekick.
I don't know if I'm being forced or not. hello?
I do know that the other guy, Bernard,
uh-huh.
has gotten his job back, but with a caveat that he's not allowed to speak.
You're right. He won't be on the air.
Not on the air at all.
Right.
Not on the air.
But he doesn't have a TV deal yet, right?
Imus, no.
We won't be seeing him with his 10-gallon hat eating sunflower seeds.
No, sir.
Over the weekend, NASCAR fans realized they'd been insulted by an what official
not?
With the House Homeland Security Committee. The official suggested, you'll recall, before making a couple of crowd study trips to NASCAR races, that the visiting dignitaries get the same shots they'd get if they were traveling to, say, Africa.
What not?
Diphtheria, tetanus, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and influenza. The official who proposed the shots is a Democrat. So also over the weekend, the Republicans realized they could make political hay out of this insult to NASCAR fans. Republican fundraisers were combing the stands at Raleigh, North Carolina Saturday looking for donations for their candidates. And they did it without getting vaccinated first. Oh, that's a caution flag for the blue car.
What not?
Steroids. They're not just for athletes anymore. A new study of 2,000 self-prescribed steroid users shows...
I'd take them if they had funny steroids.
Funny how?
If they'd make me funny.
Okay.
Oh, like you'd have a supercharged, super-powered funny bone?
Yeah. Like I'd be a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like D.L. Hughley. A new study of...
Not that funny, Buzz.
Okay. All right. Well, you can control the dose. A new study of 2,000 self-prescribed steroid users shows that the typical user has never participated in any competitive sport. Quoting one doctor, they're gym rats. Patrick Bateman.
We call those guys faggots.
Call that person Rob Spiewak.
Never in a sport.
Specifically, according to this study, they're...
You never... Even when you were a kid, not like T-ball or Little League or anything?
Theater sports.
Did you ever play Little League?
I never did.
Did your father want you to play Little League?
My father, he left when I was young.
Rob.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Rob, so sad.
No, but it had,
such
I
a
think
sad
it
a boy.
Him.
You know what, Rob playing baseball would be like that episode of the Munsters when Herman Munster.
Yeah, with the oversized cleats.
Yeah.
If I could just connect with
wait,
the ball.
You played basketball, didn't you?
No.
Football?
No. I never did anything.
Track.
Yeah, that's it.
any sports at all?
Like, distance running, Don.
Wait a
never
minute.
The sprints.
Even in Little League?
No.
Why not in Little League?
I didn't do it.
I mean, but how come you didn't do it?
I never showed any interest, I guess.
He's a fag.
You know that when I was a boy, there was 4 color television stations that filled my home.
He's a fag.
Wonderful programming from sunup to sundown. And I had to watch it all.
What about you, Buzz? Did you ever play any organized sports at all?
The only team that I went out for in high school, I was wrestling. And I actually did okay with that for a while, but... No, I never really. Here's why I didn't play in grade school.
I would give Buzz a higher ranking than Rob then.
In what capacity?
he at least went out for a contact sport.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was gold medal theater sports, though. Best team in the county.
All right, now, you and I play a lot of sports, right?
Yeah, I played them all awfully, but I did, yes.
What did you play?
Soccer, football, basketball, and track.
I did hockey, baseball, football, tennis.
Non-fag.
Thank you.
Not just the improv, Don, but I also did plays.
Huge fag.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a letter.
I did plays, too, though. I did
fag.
Plays. The plays the thing.
I made plays. Specifically, the guys in this study taking steroids, the guys who are the typical steroid users, are guys who just hit the age of 30. They're well-educated and professional.
Did you ever wrestle a guy? You went out for the team. Did you wrestle?
Oh, yeah. No, in matches, yes.
Did you steroids on the team?
I was average at best.
Did you wear the one piece?
No, we just our regular gym clothes.
Naked.
Did you let her?
Only if she asked. No, I did not. No.
I let
did
her.
You get a you got a letter for
Absolutely.
Theater arts, right?
Absolutely.
Did you get a letter for football?
Yeah.
I got a letter for hockey.
That'd be a ripoff if I knew a guy that got a letter, because back in the day, it did mean something to me.
Oh, sure. It meant a lot to me. Sure. I was delighted when I got my letter.
It really
letter.
Did. I had to work my
it meant
ass
meant that you
off.
Made the varsity is what it was.
It would kill me if there was a guy at my school that got a letter on a real, like, football jacket for being what? Like in Sunrise Sunset.
Well,
if you Man had, of La Mancha.
If you had met me in high school.
Starring Letterman Rob Spiewak.
If you had met me in high school, we could have worked it out because I was wonderful.
Do you think you two would have been friends in high school?
Not a chance.
No way?
I don't think so.
You know what? I would have been the cooler kid.
Absolutely.
And I was a loser kid in
God,
high school.
Anybody would have been the cooler kid. I wasn't even the coolest guy in the theater group.
No, I'm going to do another flip-flop. Huh? I think you would have been a cooler kid to go to school with than Buzz.
Really?
Hmm. You would have been like drawing swastikas all the time.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Kids love that.
And like Flounder, but you know, the burning planes
Yeah, you know,
crashing.
Right, all the crazy stuff. Or like the guy in Superbad that just draws penises.
I was constantly getting in trouble for being a loudmouth. I don't know. That
Were you cool? really?
Oh,
Were you?
Yeah, all the time.
Were you smart? Would you lip off to your teachers all the time?
Yeah. I did.
So you would probably hang out with Rob.
I would hang out with Rob, yeah.
Yeah.
Rob and I would have been buddies in school.
You know what? You would have been the link between me and Don.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I know this great guy. He's off, of course, playing sports all the time, but one of these days we'll all get together.
You know what? And when you talk about that, I had a lot of friends that I was like that. I was kind of like the bridge and would hang out with a couple of groups. Absolutely.
Hung out with the group that beat up fags all the time.
And that's what would happen when Mike left. Right. I would get beat up.
I would leave.
Oh. I've got to go. And boom, boom, boom.
Well,
boom.
See, I'm fresh off my big 3-0 reunion. I'm fresh off of that. So I remembered some of the relationships that I had. And it
complex
was,
physical
you know
relationships.
What? You know, seriously, it was physical with the men, primarily.
That's
with
right,
the men.
Charlie.
It was very my class of 77. We mellowed out a little bit. I mean, yes, there were divisions, but it wasn't as bad as, like, classes that came before us.
Right.
Really?
There was a real, real division between, like, the stoners and the jocks and, and the gearheads.
I was
there.
Yeah.
And, I mean there it kind of mellowed.
I wonder which team you were on, Buzz.
I made my own rules, made my own way. I actually did all of the morning and evening public address system announcements. I was, like, the school's official announcer. And I also even called the games with the help of a spotter. I was the voice of the school.
Oh, that's cool. See, I did the same thing in high school.
That's a nut we couldn't crack because the Student Government Association, the SGA, they ran the announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And the theater people could not get in on it.
And you were dying to.
Oh,
right?
My God. Are you kidding?
Quick.
Good morning. This is Rob Spiewak. How you doing anyway?
We had a show. We had Current Events, which was the news of the day. We had to buy Newsweek magazine for the class.
Right.
And the entire this was my high school. Every year, the entire senior class took Current Events every single morning at first class of the day. Mm-hmm. And we filled the entire auditorium with the entire senior class there. And I did a show called Newsline, which was the morning show with the morning announcements where we were up on stage. And
in drag.
Hey, I did drag.
No, did you
I
really?
Did Sound of
Surprise.
Music.
Of course you did.
I did the Sound of Music for the non-talent talent show. It was a blast, but we did Newsline and had the intro and everything. This is Newsline. We just give the announcements of the day.
Did I ever tell you when Bart was in high school, he went to the Landon School,
right,
which is an all-boys school, when they would do productions? Because they were an all-boys school.
Right.
They would have guys play the girls' roles.
That a great tradition
all
of
the time. That's one of the first fights that we ever had as a family was Bart coming home and saying, no way, they're going to make me a girl in the play. Mm. And I remember going to school the next day and saying, what's up with this? And the principal or whoever was saying to me, you know, hello, jackass. This is an all-boys school.
This is a tradition of like 1,000 years.
Yeah, right.
You have to go along with it. Right. That's the way it goes.
Mr. Homophobe, your son's going to be fine.
Sure.
There's also going to be 30 other boys that are dressed as girls
in
this play.
I mean, that's just the way it goes. And I mean, in the old days, I mean, way back when, a lot of the colleges, Harvard, Yale, all those places, they had the, you know, the men play the roles.
It's just a shame Bart's school was doing hair.
Hatch a nude play.
Yes, it is.
Hatch a nude
had
play.
To do the nude scene. So anyway, to wrap this up, the study found that the guys who used the most steroids, or the most typical steroid user, is a guy about 30 years old, professional, has a strict regimen of diet and exercise. They take the roids, these guys do, to look younger and more muscular. Most say they would tell their doctor about their steroid use if the doctors didn't have an exaggerated idea of the dangers of steroid use. Most of them users say they do check their hormone levels once a year to make sure they haven't thrown themselves out of balance hormonally. And chlamydia is not just bad for girls anymore.
That's right.
That's our story when we continue.
Thank you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.